Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One Sunday morning I woke up late, meet Mr. Monkey outside my gate. When I try to investigate, that's why the sad tale I now relate. I don't know what it is the monkey won't do.
Don't know what it is the monkey won't do.
Well, I don't know what it is the monkey won't do.
Don't know what it is the monkey won't do.
Well, I'm laughing, monkey laughing too.
Don't know what it is the monkey won't do.
I am your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 11th of February, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on the sports. Now, I can tell you what that monkey won't do. You going to watch the Super Bowl? The monkey going to watch the Super Bowl, too. You going to eat wings and drink beer? The monkey won't eat wings and drink beer, too. Oh. Whatever you do, the monkey won't do.
Oh, Lord.
You going to concert? Well, the monkey won't go to Dexter Dobbs concert, too. Huh? Whatever you do, the monkey won't do. That's a Bohemian classic by Charlie Adams. At least at that time, people making music, a lot of artists, just like with our reggae rhythms, right? A lot of artists are re-singing or covering songs. An original track is put out, and then a whole bunch of artists cover it. And so in true Bohemian form, any cover Bohemian makes has to be better than the original. And so we claim Mr. Monkey as Charlie Adamson's song. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. How are you?
I'm well, man. Good morning. How
good
are you?
Morning. I am good.
That's great.
Good,
man.
Good. Look
That's
here.
Great.
I only get one housekeeping note to make, and then we're going to get into sports. Sports. Nothing but sports. First of all, driver of MV0299. I will refrain from calling the name of your company on air because it is a large, well-known national company, MV0299. Don't turn right on red in an 18-wheeler at Mackey and Shirley Street. Just don't. I mean, it's like you on the road and then you see a whole line, like a whole offensive line or defensive line coming at you in your car. That's what it feels like, right? I just want to say to our professional and commercial drivers, despite the fact that you are not required to get any local certification to drive those trucks, if you were, I mean, despite that, you know that left on red was not intended for large vehicles.
Never was.
So why would right on red be okay for you? Come on, man. We got to do better. But most importantly, remember, the children are always, you don't have to mind me running out all the time. You don't even have to worry about the police and whether they're going to ticket you or not, whether that's going to continue working as a commercial driver. Don't worry about none of that. Think about the children who watch you on the road every day and will eventually model your behavior. Think about that. Because I know you ain't thinking about the people you could possibly kill in your big truck. Thank you. That's the only thing we're talking about today. Other than sports, local sports, Bahamian collegiate athletes. And then, I know you come here to talk Super Bowl, Mr. Sawyer. But
it's the biggest game of the year. You know?
I mean, that's what you say. Because Valentine's Day on Monday, and I guarantee that's the biggest game of the year, without a doubt. I almost invite you to come on my show to play the How Bahamian Are You game show. Valentine's Day edition. But for me,
110% Bohemian, yeah.
Yeah. But for me, as much you can see who I'm pulling for, I ain't gonna tell you all yet. I'm looking forward to the halftime
concert. Concert. It's not a show this year. It's not a show. That's ridiculous. Dre, Snoop, Eminem,
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick in one show, one halftime.
And so those tickets, like I see, some people could be paying $8,000+
for the bleeders.
Right, like you got to take your blood pressure machine with you.
Yeah.
When you go that high in the stadium.
Yeah.
Some people paying $30,000
for the minimum for the mid level.
Yeah, I mean this is just
one ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a family.
Bush
family
Cook.
Rate.
Okay, we ain't advertising. But this boy, he doing something special for the people. He say, if you thought you was going to go see Dexter Dapps, come check me, I can give you something, right? But Bush Cook, we gonna need a Super Bowl special for those of us who really would like to go, but we can't mortgage our house to go to the Super Bowl.
Something.
We gonna need something like that. Now, at the same time, right? When the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture talks about creating the environment and the physical infrastructure, the sports facilities to entertain and engage international sports, right? If y'all bring the NFL and the Super Bowl to the Bahamas, I will go to every game. Bahamians will not leave the stadium empty. We coming, buddy.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's see. 53 players on either side. Then, all right, then you got the families of at least four people outside of them. So it's 5, 53.
Ministry of Tourism, that's numbers.
Yeah, that's some numbers. That's some Airbnbs. That's some extra mattresses we need to have on the floor. And then,
okay, right.
We need to get that together.
Right.
It's doable. And then we need a stadium.
A proper stadium.
Yeah.
We have to talk to the Sun and tell the Sun, listen, come to the meeting. So we know where to put the stadium. Because when you don't come to the meeting, we don't know where to put the stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, when you think about those numbers, right, like the numbers for Super Bowl tickets, when you think about the opportunities to bring in big stars as a part of a franchise of games to perform, then you could see where the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, where the government's focus is in terms of investing money into sporting facilities, despite our small population.
Yeah, well, we made some inroads a few years ago at the National Relay Championships. I don't know if you remember.
Right. The IAAF.
IAAF. Yeah, we made some strides. It's doable.
Yeah.
You know, on a smaller scale, but still international.
Yeah, absolutely. And look here, so I just want to talk a little Bahamian sports, and then we're getting back in to the NFL.
No problem.
Pauline Davis released a memoir yesterday, Running Sideways.
I heard.
The Olympic champion who made track and field history. And for my young folks out there, Pauline is a golden girl, right? She won 4x1 as part of the team in 4x1 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney. And then she won the 200-meter gold. I mean, she won it, you know. But we just had to wait for Marion Jones to catch herself and, you know, tell the people I didn't really play fair.
Yeah.
And Pauline got it. And I want to say congratulations to Pauline. Eric, I know you don't know this, right? But I've been challenging Pauline. I hope she's listening. I've been challenging her because I see her at the farmer's market every Saturday, you know. I tell her. The Chicchani catcher won a race with her. All kind of people say they won race with me. The police say they won race with me. The man with all the mango trees down the road, he say he won race with me. But ain't none of them could catch me. We done test that. But Pauline, right? So yeah, I've been goosey and Pauline. I tell her I only need a year.
Yeah, at least.
A year, at least a year to prepare.
Right.
Because the down payment on these knees.
Is sponsorship.
Yeah. But I want to say good morning and congratulations to Pauline
on
the release of her book, Running Sideways, the Olympic champion who made track and field history. On another quick note, a team from Special Olympics Bahamas will compete in the Special Olympics USA Games this summer, June 5th through 12th in Orlando, Florida. And they are competing in track and field, bowling, soccer, and we call bocce ball, right? Bocce ball is like parking, but on the ground. And you're only parking other people's balls. So it's sort of like marbles.
Yeah, I just got to say that sound like marbles.
Yeah, it's sort of like marbles, right? Okay. And so when I saw that, it's like, listen, we should have Bahamians anywhere they play in bocce ball in the world. And please correct me if I'm incorrect. Because I think the last time I did that was on Cosby Show. Years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If people play in bocce ball at a professional and at Olympic standard, then Bahamians should be playing bocce ball.
We'll do very well. You know, we had years and years of trying to play stray dogs. Years and years of that. You know?
Yeah.
Years and years of trying to...
Porking. We don't call
throw tree of rocks up in the tree to get mangoes down and,
right.
and whatnot. We have right. we have some straight arms here.
Yes, absolutely. In yeah. fact, I'm going to bring on Dr. Ancelino Davis in a couple of weeks to okay. talk about the actual, not just a joke, but the actual local porking association.
Okay, yeah, please do. Let me know.
Yes, because
you tune in.
You competed.
I did. I competed a few years ago.
Yeah. In the Justice Gardens Olympics.
I did.
In porking.
In porking, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
In the Cornerboy Olympics, yeah.
Absolutely. So, just a couple of more local stories. Some big Bahamian collegiate action. We have Garvin Clark Jr. at the University of Akron and Malachi McCoy at Benedict College. They played this week. Got some, what y'all call it, hardwood action.
Yeah.
Got to play on the real court. And they both came away with victories. And say congratulations to them.
Way
want to
go,
say congratulations to the Windsor team. That's the local rowing team. And they participated in the, Bahamian Isaiah Ellis finished second in the men's high school freshman. One-time division of the Southwest Ergometer Amateur Tournament in Dallas, Texas, this past weekend. So it's like they are a rowing team, but they were doing indoor rowing.
So they do this thing for time then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, like they do it on a machine.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this, Eric, because they know we have a rowing association in the Bahamas. And they know that they had to find a way to outcompete, right? They had to find a way to get an advantage on us. And the only way they could compete against Bahamians in a water sport is to take the sport out the water.
Yeah, take the sport out the water, yeah.
See, look at these people, eh? Anyway, congratulations to the Windsor School at Albany, six-member team. Samuel McCullen, who's the co-captain. Krishant Lang, who's the co-captain. Matthias Sims, Harry Winchester, Isaiah Ellis, and Angela Knowles, who all took part in the Southwest Ergometer Amateur Tournament. We also want to say good morning and congratulations to Bahamian collegiate swimmer Devante Carey and the McKendree University Bearcats. They competed in the 200-yard medley and broke a conference record in that event at the Great Lakes Valley Conference Championship in Indiana. And they lowered their own meet record from 126.31 to 125.53. Congratulations to Devante Carey, as well as the other members of his team, Felipe Pinheiro, Caleb Law, and Graf Lichinski. Anyway, congratulations to all y'all. And then the last youth sport.
Yeah, the water would have had to have been warm, because if it was cold, we wasn't going over.
No, but see, I find it's just the opposite. I find it's just the opposite. In my swimming career, okay. I found that it's the cold water that makes you swim faster.
You're trying to hurry to get out.
And that's why Bahamians are good at it, right? We also want to say congratulations to Finley McKinney Lambert, 12 years old, was awarded the title of Optimist National Champion at the end of January, and he was sailing at the Optimist National Championship. He has been sailing since he was just 4 years old. Look at that.
Oh, Lord. He didn't finish taking his booster shots yet, and he's sailing.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm telling you. But we got this deep culture sailing in the country, right? And that's why we're going to have such a fun time as a country deciding what's going to be the next national sport, right? Because I got some news stories here that will suggest to all of us that maybe basketball should be the next national sport.
I feel the exact same way.
Right? But then when you see a little barefoot boy like Finley McKinney Lambert winning this whole championship at the age of 12, and you remember all them little boy them on the family island, whether they had the opportunity to participate in a sailing club or not, who've been sculling and sailing and pushing boat and moving from bar to bar their whole life. Anyway, congratulations to all of those young and not so young Bahamian athletes, and congratulations to the Bahamian team going to the Special Olympics Bahamas in June 5th through 12th. And I think a special message from the team is We like Florida. So if you in Florida around that time,
please go and support.
Yes, go find a
please
team.
Please go and support.
Link up with your Ministry of Tourism before you go.
To find out it.
Yeah.
Find out all the details.
And it's a good outing. It's a good family outing if you're taking the family over for a trip to Orlando.
It can't all be about Walmart and clothes, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got a text here. It says, great show as usual. Ask your guest how he feel about the James Harden trade, and also ask him if he thinks it's time to bring dominoes to the Summer Olympics. Well, look here, Texas. I think those are excellent questions because they just trading in the NBA. If I had known they was trading, I would have bring like a bag of juju. I had to bring some juju for my boy, Heal.
Heal, buddy?
Yeah, you know, man.
Buddy in Indiana now.
But is he going to be there forever?
People are saying that he's going to stay. He is good friends with Lance Stephenson. They were friends with the New Orleans Pelicans in the first year. And he was traded with a teammate as well. So that's
good, right?
He's a great spot-up shooter. And now he has two fellas on the team that he's very familiar with.
Right, and he's a Bohemian. And one thing you know about Bohemians, they get in where they fit in.
Exactly.
They could read a room.
Exactly.
They could feel out people's energy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they know how to put feelings aside when they're on the court.
Truth.
That is one thing. But the Pacers, they have like 17 guards. I mean, they got a whole bunch of guards. What they could do with Heal and all them guards?
Heal is a shooter. Like, yes, I mean, now the NBA has changed now. You know, it used to be point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and a center.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you have the stretch four, the wing. They call them wing players now. You know?
Yeah.
It's like Scottie Pippen 3.0, 4.0,
yeah.
You know, stuff along those lines. So you could play kind of, you know, like different roles and positions, like a
Rethinking how you...
Right, rethinking the game of basketball. They just play at a high level. They just want to score. You're reading about the NBA now, it's just scoring. Like a Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
20 years ago, he'd be called a center. And he'd just have to play in the post.
Yeah.
He has a very good three-point shooting...
record.
Percentage.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Okay.
You know, him, Dirk Nowitzki back in the days.
So while we're on the subject, right? I just watched this small little documentary about Rodman. The weirdest man in the NBA, Dennis Rodman, but also perhaps the most underrated player in the NBA. And the person who was narrating the documentary pointed out that Jordan recruited Pippen. Jordan brought Pippen to the Bulls. Not Jordan brought Rodman to the Bulls, but Pippen didn't like the idea of bringing Rodman. And because he was weird. And he was thinking about the transition into the team and how it'll affect the team's energy. But Jordan told Pippen, look here, trust me and trust this boy. And what I know of Rodman is he's a team player. He's never focused on scoring. He never needed the ball to score. He needed the ball to make sure his team
could score. Yeah.
And that was, for me, you had, like you say, you had your power forward, you had your center.
Mm-hmm.
Your shooting guard, and then you had Rodman. And Rodman was a type of player all...
Yeah, the term that they like to use now is positionless. So he was more of a positionless player before it was even popular to say.
Right, and you know? Defense everywhere and anywhere.
Any and everywhere.
New players, are they committed to their team in that way? Are they prepared to just bang the boards, beat up bodies, and grab balls? Off the boards?
A few are. Some of them are in it for the money, you know, because you can see by the records, you know, because you got some fellas who, as soon as they sign their big contracts, they all of a sudden have injuries. Shout out to John Wall, you know.
Yeah.
Great player. 4 seconds, could move up and down the court in 4 seconds from basket to basket.
Yeah.
As soon as he signed his $200-something million contract, all of a sudden, he has injuries at the yin yang, hasn't played sparingly, in the last three to four seasons.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
Wow. See, because I think of a player like, well, first of all, I used to play basketball recreationally in school, right? And then QC never really had any basketball team. And so I love playing defense, and I like banging about. And I think of somebody like Charles Barkley, right? Like, I always thought Charles Barkley was a Bahamian because he always went on the court and put everything on the court. You think our Bahamian players are going to have an advantage in the NBA because of the culture of ruddiness, right? Of hardiness. We come to play. Ain't no clinic. Ain't no court nice. You got to go to sleep in pain if you get injured, right?
And it's something that they... Ben game.
Right, that they bring to the game that other players got to match within them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have what it takes, and you know, and I guess after the break I'll let you know what I believe should be done.
All right. Thank you, producer. You are on the clock with Erin Green on this Sports Friday with my guest co-host, Eric Sawyer III. We're talking NBA, we're talking NFL, we're talking halftime show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
We believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com. Visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau, or 352-6676 for Freeport.
Hello, I am Brenda Smith, Senior Manager of Training and Development and coordinator of the vaccination program held at the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center. Medicines contemplating taking the vaccine can be daunting, but by getting the facts, you are placed in a better position to make an informed decision. I am happy to say that I am fully vaccinated. It was a decision I made after weighing the benefits of taking the vaccine versus the risk of not taking it. By getting vaccinated for COVID-19, I am not only protecting those I encounter, but also protecting myself from becoming very ill if exposed. I can't tell you how important that is for persons like me who have chronic health conditions like diabetes and hypertension. The trainer in me encourages you to learn the facts about the COVID-19 vaccine and compare the advantages and disadvantages. Remember, the greater numbers vaccinated, the greater opportunity for us to return to life as usual.
This message has been brought to you by the Bloody and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
To Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Sports Friday with my guest co-host, Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Morning, morning, morning.
So look here, I had made that mention about the national sport, right? I cannot see brothers and sisters in the dark, on the savannah, on the park by themselves. So I have to mention that this week, the last 2 days, the West Indies Cricket Championship has been taking place. They didn't have one last year because of the pandemic, and the year before that it got cut short because of the pandemic. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all know, all y'all cricket people are going to know right away because you ain't never seen me at one cricket match, never. My cricket skills are a bit limited. And y'all cricket people are very, are very, very snobbish about your cricket, right?
I love a good cricket match.
But look here, I love it too, you know. But the worst thing to do is ask a Caribbean person to explain cricket to you.
It's great for drinking.
That's it's like ask a Bahamian to explain the Bible to you, right? They'd be like, how you get this all and you don't know these things?
Yeah.
But here's what I do know, right? So I know that there's six teams playing and this West Indies Championship is a 4-day competition. It's first-class cricket, which means it's more than 4 days. It's 4 days or more on the field. It's the top-level competition in cricket. And Barbados, Guyana, Jamaica, the Leeward Islands, and the Windward Islands, Trinidad and Tobago, are all playing. And so far, Leeward Islands versus Barbados, Barbados leads by 152 runs. Windward Islands versus Guyana, Windward Islands lead by 158 runs. And Jamaica versus Trinidad and Tobago, Trinidad and Tobago leads by 93 runs. My Caribbean people, we still in the race for national sport of the Bahamas. My Trinidadian people, don't forget the doubles.
Don't ever forget the doubles.
I mean, we love you all, but don't forget the doubles.
Please.
All right. So back to NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So before I ask you and my audience to call in, text, and tell us who you picking for, who you pulling for, I'm not going to encourage you to gamble, but who you putting your money down on, right? I got to tell you how I pick my Super Bowl teams.
Yeah, because right? I really want to know why you have on. Go on, talk.
Yeah, you know why I got it on, right?
Yeah,
so
go on, talk.
Basically, what I do is I go in my closet and I figure who the two teams playing and how much clothes I have for each team. And if the more colors I have, that team win. So obviously, I wear an orange today, orange socks, orange undershirt, orange t-shirt. Don't watch. I got one orange Tom in the car. I'm going to orange it up. I got one orange face mask on.
Even the string to your headphones orange.
Listen. And that is how I decided this year. I am choosing the Bengals. Plus, the Bengals ain't never, ever, ever win a Super Bowl. They need a miserable woman like me on their team to push them along, like how Bahamian woman is push you to victory, because you can't go home a loser. That don't make no sense.
You are such a Bahamian woman. Like, listen to your reasoning as to why you picking the Bengals. Wow, I mean these fellas playing ball all year, and you picking them just based on your wardrobe.
Yeah, I mean that, and the fact that a Bahamian used to be on the Bengals.
All right, fine. That
a little bit.
That there is admirable, but everything else is.
Yes, I mean, that's how I pick it this year.
Okay, all right, good stuff.
Right.
But the last two times the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, because they've been twice before, you know.
Yeah.
They were beaten by the team, by the San Francisco
49ers. Man, I know why I bring you that hat today, you know.
Thank you, San Francisco 49 hat, courtesy of Aaron Green. Oh, man, I'm going to wear it Sunday, you know. I'm going to wear it Sunday. Yes.
Just because your team lose don't mean that you
don't
are
mean
a
that you're not. Exactly. Like, I mean, I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm not a loser.
So who are you pulling for?
I'm pulling for the Rams. Pulling for the Rams, you know, because in order to be the best, they had to beat the best, and they already beat us. So that means that they should come out the victors.
Well, listen, they should let Bahamians commentate. They should let Bahamians broadcast over the Super Bowl, you know, because that is the number. That's the second rule to picking your team.
Once we could have at least a 40 in the booth.
Yeah. No,
we need a 40 yonks. Yeah. So anyway, to call the thing properly. So, I mean, what this boy did, you know, and your hand go up in the air, you know the motion.
Yeah.
And your hand go up in the air, and, you know.
Because that's the same thing as when you're driving.
Right.
What the boy doing? All
exactly.
The time.
Yeah.
Okay. But I see nobody calling in and telling us who they
are. Oh, yeah. Speaking of the text.
Yeah.
He made mention of the James Harden trade.
Yeah.
James Harden is going to play well now for the rest of the season. He now has his wish again. He's a spoiled brat. He didn't want to be the leader of the Nets while, you know, Kyrie was doing his thing and, you know, and KD injured.
Yeah.
He was the leader and he didn't like the role. So he decided he was going to leave after because he forced his way out of Houston. He got fat and in a week lost weight to play for Brooklyn. And now he's with Brooklyn, got fat again, got injured, so he says, missed the last three games, so he says. And I guarantee after the All-Star break, he's going to play again.
But listen, they trading him for like, they trading him for like 18 different people.
Yeah. And guess what? And the Nets are now stronger because now, for sure, with them getting Mr. Ben Simmons ain't never looking to score.
So what's the allure with Harden?
three, 4 years ago, he was the biggest flopper in the NBA. I don't want no LeBron haters to say anything at this point. Good. He's the biggest flopper, always looking for a foul call, always flailing his hands in the lane, and all of a sudden he's this offensive juggernaut. He was not. He was just a fellow who could get in the lane because he happens to be a little bit bigger than everybody else. And he used to flail his hands like they were stronger than him just to get a foul call to go to the line.
So he's a four-point player.
Yeah.
He's a four-point player.
Exactly.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm wondering, if they trading like six or seven people for you, you got to be a big deal. But then I see Westbrook playing for the Lakers, and then any kind of madness could happen. I want to ask you, why is Westbrook still playing basketball?
Because he's owed $47 million.
Well, that's basically it, eh?
Yeah, like, I mean, you have to pay the man. And,
so that's why he's contract, not playing if he, well.
He's never been under this much scrutiny in this bright of a light playing alongside the King.
Right.
So now that you're playing.
And now that the King is injured or out of the game a little bit.
Yeah, he just ain't in the mood. You know, not yet. We can ramp it up. We, you know, because I'm a LeBron James fan. I'm not, you know,
I was
the biggest Laker hater in the world.
I saw this little snippet saying that LeBron went back to the locker room and told his fellow, and I mean, like, he gave him a good Bahamian smack, tell him basically, like, if it wasn't for y'all, I could be winning championships.
Is that real?
Is it recent?
No, the spoof was like three years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for real, in the Lakers.
I remember the spoof, yeah. He said, hey, listen, man, you're gone, man, you got to go. Yeah, I remember that. They were still saying that Lonzo Ball was still his teammate at that point. Yeah, I remember the spoof.
But the king got a big ego.
I mean, so they say, you know, right. but you know LeBron goes. Every time he goes on the mic, yeah, man, I'm just a kid from Akron. I play hard. I work hard. I do what's necessary for my teammates.
He can have a big head.
Yeah.
I mean, he qualify.
Yeah.
All right, but we got a caller on the line. Producer, let's get to that caller. Caller, you're on the clock on Sports Friday.
Good day.
Good day. How you do?
I'm all right.
Good.
This guy, he knows my voice. What's going on, E?
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Wait, I just can't. What's
big,
going on?
Big Laker hater, right? Hey. Still got to pull for them. Pulling for LeBron.
Yeah, Mikey.
Why, thank you, Cole. I needed to remember that. That's got to be rough for these Laker haters, eh? Oh, my. Thank you, Cole. Is that all? Boy, he just called in to throw some shade.
Yeah, he called in to throw some shade, boy.
But
that's
you know,
a good friend.
It must be rough. It must be rough when you're... Your favorite player moves to a team that you can't stand. And I wonder how Bahamians are going to feel when Buddy finally settles down in his home team. I wouldn't mind him playing for the Pacers. To be honest with you, I forgot the Pacers existed they made three-point shooting.
Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller was the starter.
Yeah, Reggie Miller was the premier three-point shooter at that time, eh?
Yeah, man. He was everything. He was the creep off the screen three-point. Yeah, man. He was everything. He broke Larry Bird's record.
You know,
for most three-pointers made. Because Larry Bird was considered like
the greatest
three-point shooter ever. Then came Reggie. Mm-hmm. And after Reggie came Ray Allen. And after Ray Allen, of course, this season we have Steph Curry. Yeah.
Look here, Steph Curry is just amazing.
Steph Curry is my height, you know, believe it or not. He's not tall, you know.
I mean you're tall.
I'm considered tall.
But for basketball,
he's a short man.
Yeah, but it's for Curry, there's raw talent, but Curry has shown what discipline, like God give you all the talent in the world, and if you committed to that vision, that dream, or... as my, you know, Christian folk will say, you know, the commitment of God's vision for you. If you committed to that, you could do anything. And this guy, he practices what? He said he takes about 250 to 300 shots every day.
After practice.
Yeah. And Lester Cox, who's local, national squash champion, right? That was his focus in terms of motivational speaking and preparing people is, look, anything that you're going to do, if you haven't put 10,000 hours in it already, then what you doing with your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, muscle memory is a serious thing, because when you're tired, when you're most tired, that's when your body just reverts to what it knows.
Yeah.
And if you train your body to do what it needs to do, you shouldn't have any problem when your body hits overdrive, when your body hits autopilot, sorry.
So I got a text here that says, Bengals all the way. I got another text here that says, Miss Green, Lakers, Lakers. Man, look here, I tell you, I was a Lakers fan, you know, but I watched that game and Westbrook just hit my heart.
But he hit in the side of the backboard religiously, like on time. Like you could look for two of them a game.
Yeah, but I get it now. So by the end of the show, I got to like Westbrook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write him a letter and tell him, call the Ministry of Immigration. See if he could get his papers straight to be a Bahamian. Because if somebody owed me $47 million and he's holding up on my money, mm-hmm. I may not have hit the shot either.
No matter what. If he wants to leave the NBA, the NBA has to pay him $47 million. If he wants to leave the team or be traded, whoever he goes to has to shoulder that $47 million pay.
Look here, that just make me think of Colin Kaepernick in the NFL, right? But Westbrook could do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, boy, LeBron. I mean, you may be the king, but don't play with that guy.
Well, I mean, you know, LeBron makes considerably more money than him, though.
See? But here's the point I make. We know LeBron could win without him. Because LeBron has won without him.
Right.
But the question is, can LeBron win with him? And he's not on LeBron's team. I mean, he's on his team, but he ain't on his side.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't even on his jog.
Right.
Much less
his
run.
I said?
Yeah.
LeBron, you have to deal with that. Because I wondered if that's what is, right? Is it, it's not about talent.
No. No, because he definitely has talent.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, he can play. But I don't know. His confidence is as short as LeBron took the confidence of Paul Pierce back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, he just took his confidence, ripped it right out. Whether he was in a Boston uniform, whether he was in a Brooklyn uniform.
Yeah.
Because LeBron is indeed the king.
I mean, like, I could feel
Shout out to BJ.
See, I could feel you on that, right? LeBron's not my most favorite player. My favorites are still old school players, right?
Yeah.
Right now, I can be honest, I watch reels and I watch Vince Carter just destroying people's feelings, just dunking. But then I look at a guy like Vince Carter who had to have known early in his career that he ain't going to the championships never, right?
Yeah, because he's just a human highlight reel, you know?
Yeah, like he was with the Raptors for about 5 years easy, right? I think after about 5 years with the Toronto Raptors, he realized he ain't going nowhere with them.
Not with Toronto.
Right.
He's got to move on.
The attitude to keep coming out and performing mm-hmm. and giving your all
every
the time.
Time,
but knowing that the chances are slim. I think of a boy like Iverson, right? I was just watching a small reel with Iverson last night.
Mm-hmm.
He never left his team.
Yep.
Right, committed to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing
he was traded, he never left.
Right, he didn't want to go.
No.
No, but knowing that he probably ain't gonna never win nothing with that team.
Yeah. He tried in the 2001, 2000. Yeah, 2001 NBA Finals. Yeah.
That's me. Time for another break, producer. Time for another break, and then I got a trivia question for you. And then we can talk just a little bit more, beat up on these Rams, because you know the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl. It's time for a break, guys. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer III. We'll be right back.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On The Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On The Clock with Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
¶¶
back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Now, Eric, it's obvious. You pull in for the Rams, I pull in for the Bengals, right?
Ain't much
can happen in between. How much you think the Rams can win by?
The Rams should win by 6.
Goals.
6, yeah. 2 field goals. Maybe a late touchdown. You score a touchdown with 13 right. seconds left. And guess what? With 13 seconds left, and Mahomes ain't on the other side.
Buddy. Okay, you think it's going to be a running game or a throwing game?
Passing game.
Now, you saying that, right? Doing some research, right? And I found this trivia question on this website. And I just took it to be the gospel truth, right? As if I some football aficionado. But it's such an astounding stat that it cannot be true. It just cannot be true. So the trivia question is, how many Los Angeles Rams quarterbacks have thrown a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl, right? So I know the Rams have been, this will be their 5th time.
Yeah.
So they've been to the Super Bowl 4 times.
Won one.
Won one in 1999.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, greatest show on turf. Yeah.
The last time they were there was 2019.
Right.
So we're talking, what's that, a whole 20 years? There's a whole 20 years.
Yeah.
From
space in between, yeah.
Right. I cannot believe they didn't throw.
No, that's false. I don't know which website. 1999 Super Bowl, Kurt Warner threw to Isaac Bruce. Yeah, Isaac Bruce. It was a 70-something yard touchdown pass, and Isaac Bruce was actually injured. I think it was his hamstring. He had torn something in the first game of the playoffs that year.
Right.
And did not tell the training staff and played the entire playoffs. He told them after the game, listen, I've been running around here with a torn. I think it was his hamstring, yeah. Yeah, and he caught that 72, 73-yard touchdown, yeah.
The boy was injured.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, what are we going to have to check the whole NFL roster and find out how many of these boys them are really Bahamian?
Yeah,
I only know Bahamian who's carry on like that.
Yeah, fellas playing out, man.
Yeah, because you know the Bahamian contingency going to pinch you to pieces if they find out that you didn't play or worse, you fumbled or you made a mistake or you lost because you were injured and you didn't tell nobody.
Yeah.
You was injured.
He played and didn't say a word.
All right, so that stat is not true.
That stat is not true.
Good, good. Thank you.
No problem.
I mean, that's just outrageous. If they had said it was the Bengals, I'd have believed them.
I mean...
If they had said it was the Bengals, I'd believe them.
Yeah, I guess so, you know.
But that's because I know the Bengals, long-time Bengals, right?
Yeah, my Boomer Esiason was there. Was that quarterback back then.
And even before then, this would be the Bengals' 3rd appearance.
Correct.
At the Super Bowl. And the last 2 appearances was 1982 and 1989.
Both.
I remember when the Bengals was big when the Bears was on.
Yeah.
I was small. If they had said it was the Bengals, I would have believed it. But more than that, I would have believed it because the Bengals, like rough turf, what y'all call that, ground game team.
Ground and pound.
Right, ground and pound. They were about forward.
Rushing.
And that was, in fact, that was the game back then, 1982, 1989. And it's only recently that...
It became a passing show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought it became a passing show because of... Weaklings, right? Like you're getting weaker players. It's really more of a passing game because of the high quality of the quarterbacks, right?
And the receivers. Let's not give the credit to the quarterback. The quarterback can throw and catch.
True.
Somebody have to catch.
True, true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've seen some. Harris. Who is that boy?
Who Harris?
Well, he played for a different team. By watching this reel, he's behind people's feelings every play.
I think you're talking about a running back from the Steelers, Najee Harris.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's something special. He's from Alabama. Last year was his first year in the league.
Yeah, he's something special. That's the boy right there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I teeth in mangoes, I gain the mangoes to him.
They can say nobody coming looking.
No, they can't. They come in, they can't find him. Yeah, they can't. No. And even if they find him, they can't catch him.
No.
Anyway, it seems all out of time. Yeah. So I'm looking at these. the stats for the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth appearance for the Rams, third appearance for the Bengals. Bengals, 1982, 1989, last right. time they've been there. These guys, I mean, did anybody but them, except for them, did anybody expect them to be at the Super Bowl?
I actually did, because they had beaten the Chiefs already in the season. I actually said, listen, don't sleep on the Bengals. These fellas have nothing to lose.
Yeah. They already beat them once.
The quarterback, the running back, and their quarterback, top wide receiver, and top running back, all under the age of 25. These fellas have nothing to lose. They play in with house money.
Yeah.
Their body don't hurt properly yet. No, their body don't even hurt yet. Yeah, man. There's a joke that was said by Ray Lewis. I think it was Ray Lewis that said it. He said that when you first come to the league and you play on Sunday, sleep on Monday. Sleep on Sunday night, Monday. By Tuesday, you're good to go. As you develop longer and longer in the league, by Thursday, your body finally starts to heal, good to go. Then you get to it's still Saturday and you're hurting. Okay, fine, I can play Sunday. When you wake up Sunday morning and you're still hurting from last week Sunday,
yeah,
it's time to retire.
Yeah, your body can't take it.
Your body can't take it anymore.
Yeah, and they're saying, and it's important for footballers to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
To understand that you're not an ordinary human. And you need extraordinary rest.
Yeah, extraordinary.
And listen, I think this is going to be a wonderful weekend. I want to say, my Super Bowl fans, right? Remember, the Ministry of Health and Wellness changed its COVID restrictions. Indoor gatherings are limited to 30 people. Don't let not getting catched by the activity this weekend. Let watching Super Bowl safely, adhering to the COVID protocols, be the thing.
So and for y'all people with bars, when the commercial comes on and you play your music, always remember to turn the music off so we can get back to the game. Y'all done don't want to see the $7 million 30-second commercial.
I forget to ask you who you think will have the best commercial. But music playing, we can talk about that next week. Who had the best Super Bowl commercial?
Bud Light, Doritos. Yeah, they're always my choices.
Man, listen, Bahamas Air gonna be there this year. Ministry of Tourism got to be there, man. They got to be there.
If we could be in Dubai, we could be there.
Yeah, that's why I can tune in. That's why I'm going to tune in. But you guys, for real, I'm being dead serious. If you go into a Super Bowl event and you get there and the place have too many people,
leave.
Call it a loss. Go somewhere else. Just keep moving till you find somewhere that is safe. They're business people. Everybody open up. It's money for everybody, because you only could have 30 people in your spot, eh?
Right.
Let's share the fun.
Yes.
Have a good time.
Yes.
Valentine's Day coming up on Monday. So, dear lovers, if your partner love football, let them love football this weekend. Let that be their Valentine's Day gift. We'll see you on Monday, but stay tuned, because Levon Miller and Unleash is up next. Even if I can tell my boy goodbye. Hey, so you all have a great day. Thank you, producer. We are out of here. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer.
Thank you very much, Aaron. I'll see you later.
Absolutely. Next week.
Next week. All right.